All right, Mario Lopez here, along with my producers, Frazier and Nichols. Another episode of Listen to Mario. Going to be talking with the very funny Jay Leno in a bit. He is popping up as a guest judge on America's Got Talent, still doing stand-up comedy, and he's about to premiere a new season of Jay Leno's Garage over on CNBC. But before Jay joins us, I thought I'd tell you about the first time I met Jay, which was 1991. My senior year of high school, he was filling in for Johnny Carson every Monday night at that point. He used to be a guest host whenever Johnny was sick or out of town, but he got to the point where he was every Monday. It was consistent. And the cool thing about Jay as a kid that was so fascinating is the Tonight Show used to be right next door to Saved by the Bell. Literally, I would see Johnny Carson in his underwear changing all the time. I met him in his underwear, just as a fun fact.
Yeah, that's
super cool.
Another story for another day, but
another story for another day. Anyway, we were right next to each other, stage 9, and I used to look forward to seeing what car Jay would pull up in.
So even then he
showed up in a different car every week. And okay. I'm talking a different car. So it was kind of cool to see what car he pulled up in.
Interesting.
And they were always like, I mean, he one time showed up in a fire engine. I'm not lying. It was the first fire engine truck ever
built. Is that even
built
legal?
Back in the day, the fire engine trucks were not much bigger than SUVs.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was a fire engine truck. And he had it from 19 whatever. And he showed up. And then all these old, cool Mustang Cobras and Bugattis and all these just exotic cars. So he's been passionate about cars for years. And he also, because I remember asking, I go, wow, Jay. And he was making, and this was public knowledge, but I remember as guest host every Monday night back in early 90s, 100,000 every Monday.
Wow.
One day a week. Okay. Good. That was the top show, remember?
Yeah. With Johnny
Carson.
That's insane.
And he doesn't have any kids.
Right.
In all his disposable income, he would pretty much invest in cars.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is like 91, I know he was doing stand up and stuff, but he wasn't really on TV other than that on a regular basis.
So yeah, where but did all 100 grand a week.
No, I know, but that's what I was saying. That kind of answered the question. It was like, where did the money come from to buy all these cars that he was getting?
But he was a pretty successful comic already. And as we know, successful stand up comedians make pretty good money. They make really good money.
Wasn't he also he was in a movie where he played like a cop? It was like a buddy cop movie.
Wow.
Like that Pat was Morita.
Yo, that was back in the day. Yes. I didn't catch that.
It was called Collision Course.
Oh my god.
Nailed
gosh.
It.
1989.
Wow.
Wow, I was
with Pat Morita.
Eight.
Yeah.
He was always very cool. Very, very nice. And he always wore a denim shirt with denim pants.
He still pretty much does that though,
right? Canadian tuxedo, which became sort of his uniform, and he still does that. Makes it very easy every day. One less thing to think about. But anyway, he's always had a passion for cars. And I've always liked cars because my dad is obsessed with cars. It's his side hobby. There was never not a time when there was a car in our yard that he wasn't working on or fixing.
Yeah.
And by the way, that he still to this day,
He's
selling this old pickup that he got. But he was always into my dad's Chevys and Mustangs, all the muscle cars.
And he enjoyed doing all the work on them and stuff.
Loved doing. Yeah. My first car was 66 Mustang that cost $1,500, and my dad tricked it out. It was great, and I had 4 Mustangs in a row. I wrecked the second one and tried to beat curfew and I hit the wall.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the second one I remember cost $3,500. It was more expensive, and it was a convertible. Can you imagine? You know, and
wow.
He ended up fixing everything because those cars are much easier to work on too.
Well, now everything's got computers and it's more electronic.
Right.
And back then, like even I remember growing up and my dad would do everything to fix the car. He'd, like, you know, instead of taking the car to get it serviced somewhere, he did everything himself.
Yeah. Now you have to take it.
Yeah.
You
have no idea what you're doing.
If you have a modern car. And Jay was always cool, always had a passion for cars. My dad, huge car guy. And I had the opportunity to take him to Jay's garage. Now, they call it a garage, but he literally has an airport hangar at the Burbank Airport. 2 hangars, as a matter of fact. Cut to, Jay hosted The Tonight Show for many, many years, obviously made millions and millions of dollars, continued to invest his disposable income in these cars, and he has pretty much every car you can think of any sort of value. We're talking the first Model T that was ever made.
I think I've seen him driving that around LA.
Yeah, if you live or are ever around the Burbank area, he cruises all those cars around.
Yeah.
He's honking at everybody. He's really cool. So those are his babies. But it is so incredibly impressive. And I've always appreciated, I like cars, but not like my dad. He's passionate and a nut about it. So it was so cool to take him there. And Jay was there and showed us around, gave us a tour. And man, he has such a vast knowledge of just automobiles and the history, and every car has a story. And he's got the first Batmobile that Adam West drove.
Please tell me he drives that around.
Oh my God, I haven't seen him, but I hope he does. I hope he does. But a lot of firsts. The first this, the first that. He's got the first $1 million car, the Bugatti. That he's literally got a car that's $1 million. He's got a bunch of cars that are $1 million in the whole garage. So he's obviously got security 24/7.
Of course.
So I can't even imagine what the value is in this hangar.
I would guess they're also not just parked next to each other. They're probably set up in like really cool situations.
Right. And this is cool. I buried the headline. So when I went there, who was showing up as we were getting ready to leave? Mario Andretti. Yeah. Rolling through in a Ferrari, and he happened to have the Ferrari. So he's buddies with all these
car people
and rolling through in a Ferrari. And so it was really neat to go and to hang out there.
How much time did you actually spend there? Because I would imagine your dad probably didn't want to leave.
No, we were there a few hours, and so I had to drag him, but it was cool. I really enjoyed it myself.
What were the cars that your dad kind of freaked out over?
He's a big muscle car guy.
Okay.
So all the muscle cars. Yeah, I mean, you can appreciate the other ones, but he loved all the muscle cars.
Jay let him drive anything?
No. Jay let me drive the Ferrari. I got to go around the block. So they're on the block.
Nice.
Too much power.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even want that responsibility.
So because you mentioned he doesn't actually have kids, what's going to happen to all these cars when he's gone?
I think.
Is it going to be a museum or something?
I think it is going to be a museum, and he's donating it to the city from what I hear. It's the city's gain because it's, again, so cool. And there's so much history. I'm on Mario.com to see pics of our visit to Jay's garage. And let's get to the man himself, Mr. Jay Leno.
Listen to Mario.
All right, on the phone, let's welcome Jay Leno to the podcast. How are you, Jay?
Mario, what's going on? Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. My dad, I got to tell you right off the bat, the highlight of his life was going to your garage when we went there and had, well, it's basically a museum. It's so cool. He always brings it up. Always wants to know when we're going to go back.
Well, not so funny. For most guys, the birth of their son. I just like the fact that my garage trumps anything you've ever done in your life.
I think I rank a strong second, but he's a huge car guy, shares the same passion. So thank you again for allowing us. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, no, that was fun. It was great fun.
In fact, he said he loved Jay's garage, but he's never told you that he loves you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, now, there you go. Yeah.
We're getting deep now. Jay.
My case.
Yeah. You're a guest judge on America's Got Talent this week. You having fun sitting at that table?
You know, I really liked it. It was pretty cool. And the fun part, you know, my biggest fear was that, I don't want to have to trash some actors, not very good. But I was in the Champions series, so everybody was really good. And the really cool part was with the really young performers. Because, see, when I did the Tonight Show, I saw everybody when they were polished. They had the handlers. They had the parents, the stage parents. They were dressed perfectly. They had PR people telling them what to say. These are kids literally just off the streets. They come in the studio and they audition, and you just see the raw talent. And that's what was really fascinating to me, just to see them acting like kids, but they had an incredible talent. You know, a lot of times you get these kids that they're just like miniature adults, you know, they've been sort of, like when you watch those beauty contestant shows with the little kids, you know, how creepy they are.
Right.
You know, but that's not the case here. These are just, you know, their mom and dad have regular jobs as teachers or whatever, secretaries or whatever, and they bring their kid in. The kid does the thing. Oh, my God, look at that. Our kid could be a star someday, you know. So that was the really fascinating part.
I got to imagine. That's super cool. And did you find yourself judging the comics harder because of your background?
No, actually, I found myself, it's completely the opposite. It was the one area where I felt I had a little bit of expertise. I mean, I'm not a music guy. I'm not a performer, so I'm not sure what all the tricks in music are. When you're a comic, you know the tricks, you know.
Right.
You know, comics waste time. Hey, how's everybody doing? Everybody cool? Woo! Hey, everybody in Denver? You know, yeah, okay. You're just wasting time. Get to the joke, will you? You know, so no, it was actually the exact opposite.
Very cool, very cool. And who's the toughest judge on the panel, would you say?
Oh, who's the tough? You know, everybody was you know, they're all sort of seasoned veterans. I was the first time I doing it. I mean, obviously, Simon, he's sort of the lead guy, although he seems to have mellowed in recent years.
Right.
You know, I think since he became a dad, all of a sudden, oh, it's not, you know, it's just very funny.
He found some compassion.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't want to go overboard,
right.
But yeah, enough to qualify as human. Yeah.
So, Jay, we were talking about your garage earlier, and I can't believe it's already season 5 of Jay Leno's Garage, which is premiering.
Yeah, it's doing well.
Yes.
That premieres on the 28th, and we've got a lot of big stars. We've got Martha Stewart, Travolta, Billy Joel.
Oh, wow.
Keith Urban, just a lot of people. So, and the fun part is it's kind of like stars call. They go, hey, can I be on the Garage show sometime? Yeah, that'd be fun, because they know we're just here to talk about cars and their influence and what you like, and so consequently the stars come with no PR people. They come by themselves. You know, we just did Seal. He was fabulous. It was really fun talking with him. It's great. We're having a lot of fun.
And are you always looking to pick up something new? Because I know you have over 300 and something cars. Are you still shopping, or it's just if you happen to come across it?
Nah, you just happen to come across. I mean, it's I buy the story as much as I buy the car. You know, a car with a good story is one of those deals, you know, that you know, like a car that's been in the family the whole life. You know, we did an episode of the car my father drove, and people just came on and talked about the car their father drove. And like Paul Allen, who just sadly passed away, the Microsoft multi-billionaire.
Right.
Well, he bought a 73 Buick Electra because that's what his dad had when he was a kid.
Oh, wow.
And he got such joy for this thing. It's kind of like Rosebud, you know, from the Citizen Kane movie. His sled, you know, yeah. He's got everything in the world, but he wants it. And that's what's kind of fun. You know, you talk to these celebrities and, oh, it's the car they went and they got ice cream with their dad when they were a kid. And, you know, especially celebrities from my generation where even going for a Sunday drive was a huge deal. You know, like that was, anybody ever go for a drive? You know, we get to ride in a car. That's unbelievable. You know, now in L.A., you're just so sick of riding in a car and you go crazy. But
right.
When I was a kid, it was like a huge deal. You pile in the car and go for ice cream or whatever it might be, you know. And then, so that's the fun part. Martha Stewart was great. She had a 58 Edsel station wagon. And she was hilarious. She was like a teenage girl.
That's great. What was the very first car you bought on your own?
My first car was a 34 Ford pickup truck I bought from a gas station. We dragged it home, and I was 14, and my dad says, you got 2 years to get it running before you get your license. So good luck, you know, and that's, you worked on it every day, you know. So it was fun. That's what people did before Netflix, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's my dad. I grew up, there was always a car in the yard he was fixing on. In all class, my first car was a 66 Mustang. My first three cars were Mustangs. As a matter of fact, all my dad put together, bought it for $1,500, put it together and fixed it up, and it looked awesome afterwards. And he had a, then I remember for $3,500, we actually had a convertible, but it was thrashed, fixed it up, cherried it out. It looked great.
I'll give you $3,500 for it right now.
And Jay, I love that you're still doing a lot of stand-up, and you're constantly on the road, which is awesome. What do you like talking about on stage currently? And do you find yourself having to censor yourself because of the way things are now?
No, you don't have to censor yourself the way things are. You just write. You write to your audience, you know. I mean, comedy constantly evolves. Whatever topics were popular 20 years ago are not popular now. It's really just adapting to the social situation. I mean, that's what comedy is. You either evolve or you die, you know?
Right.
You go out there and, you know, if you're still talking about Reagan's trip to Pittsburgh, okay, that's not politics anymore. Nobody knows what you're talking about, you know? So it's just a matter of updating whatever it might be, which I think is progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And then do you keep up with any of the late shows still, or?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm not dead. I still have a TV. Yeah. Well, I'm not your grandfather. Hey, you ever watch those late night? Oh, no. Gee, Mara, I'm in bed by 9:30. Gosh, I can't imagine.
Well, I am. That's why I have no shame.
I go to bed by 9:30.
I mean, I watch them all. I think they're all great. I mean, it's hard when I mean, we live in an era where all the jokes now are about the same subject.
Right.
You know, and that makes it a little tricky. But hey, that's what the news is. That's what you make fun of.
Exactly.
Do you ever watch and think, oh, I could have done that better?
No, I don't think that. Although I will watch and go, oh, here's a funny tag for that. Or, oh, yeah, I think, you know, I mean, when you hear a joke, it inspires you to write a joke. When you hear something
right.
funny, like when Seinfeld and I talk on the phone, we each come away with something we can use. Because you work as a muse to one another. You know, you're both comics as you're talking, and Jerry's telling me a funny story, and then you throw something in, and he laughs. You go, can I have that? Oh, yeah, put that in. You can have that. and then Jerry, you just said, can I use that? Oh, yeah, okay. And that's kind of how you write, you know.
Yeah.
People think comedians sit down and write with a pencil and paper. You don't. I'm dyslexic, so I don't write at all. It usually comes from just talking with people, and material comes out of that, you know.
So cool. So cool. That's fascinating. Jay, thank you so much for taking the time to call. Really enjoyed catching up with you. And everyone, please watch AGT Tuesday on NBC.
Yeah, and tell your dad thanks for liking me more than his son.
I will. I will definitely tell him that. Don't forget to follow Jay on Instagram at NBC Jay Leno. Thank you so much again for calling in.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. So don't forget, new episodes of Listen to Mario dropping every Friday. AllWithMario.com to catch up on the podcast. And please make sure you follow Listen to Mario on iHeartRadio and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. More fun next week. Thank you so much for listening.